Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Healing after a trauma is an incredibly complex process. We need to give ourselves time to process and understand what has happened. But we can sometimes struggle to remove the victim stigma that both follows us and affects how people treat us. My guest today, Dr. Joanne Mednick, is the executive director of the Serenity Trauma Healing Center in California. Dr. Mednick serves to bring her clients completion in the trauma, addiction, illness cycle, and to move them from the pool of the trauma vortex of pain and chaos towards easily and consciously choosing the calm and relaxed healing vortex. She's here to talk about how to move from living as a survivor to a thriver, and about how we can come to view our issues as a blessing in disguise. Such important messages. Dr. Mednick, welcome to the show. So happy to have you with us.
Thank you, Erica. I'm happy to be here.
These are such really just incredibly important issues to discuss, because I think all of us have endured some kind of trauma on the trauma spectrum. Would you say that most people should have an understanding of what that is for them?
Yes, themselves? I think it's so important that they have an understanding, because so often I talk to people and they don't really understand what trauma is, and they think it has to be something that was a huge thing that happened to them. And we help them to understand that there's big traumas and there's little traumas. And, you know, once they understand that, to know something that, you know, sometimes people will say, oh, my parents got divorced, that's not traumatic. But for some people, having your parents get divorced is incredibly traumatic and something that you really have to be able to work through. Whereas, you know, there's the big traumas of being in an earthquake and losing your house, or, you know, being in a hurricane and things like that. And then there's the traumas of being raped or abused. And oftentimes we even have clients who have been abused who will say to us, well, you know, it really wasn't that bad. And as they tell us their stories, we're thinking, that's really abusive, that they're so used to being in that cycle that they don't see it as. So it's really important to help them understand that, so that we can help them heal and really be able to heal from a complete place.
That's so fantastic that you do that. And I know that you also help people see really how to move from being a victim. And I think some people are, you know, in this victim mentality, subconsciously, they don't even know that they're carrying that around through negative self-talk, through, you know, not having self-esteem. And that also bleeds into the other parts of their lives, their jobs, friendships, romantic relationships. So how do you guys begin to approach somebody that may be exhibiting personality traits like that, like the victim mentality, and get them to see that that's what's going on, so the awareness can change?
You know, well, it's often even, you know, one of the first things that will come up when we'll be in the session is clients like that tend to apologize a lot. You know, one of the first things I'll say to them is, oh my gosh, you don't have to apologize. You actually haven't even done anything wrong, but they're so used to their parents or their husband or wife demeaning them to a point where they feel like they're always having to be sorry, that they're always having to come from a very submissive place, and they get into that part where they really have that victim mentality. So we really work with them on building their self-esteem and really being able to look at what are the ways that they show up in that victim mentality. And for so many people, just having an understanding of that really helps them move out of it. And, you know, we do cognitive therapy with them about that, and a lot of skill building, so that they learn through doing gestalt therapy, which is a form of role-playing, how they can do it differently and how they can learn to really be able to stand up for themselves and not have that mentality where, okay, no matter what I do, it's not going to be right. So they come from that really submissive place, and having them start to think, you know what, I am a good person, I am worthy, I am, you know, worthy of being in this relationship and having everything that I want too. So they're able to start standing up for themselves and really asking for what they want and receiving it, which is such a new thing for them, because they're not used to getting what they want or what they, you know, what they look at it like other people deserve that greatness, but they don't. And they come at it now from the place of, you know what, I'm worthy, I do deserve greatness, I do deserve the good things in life. And oftentimes it's great, because in a partnership, they're able to change the relationship, because their partner starts to to see their worthiness as well. Because once you start to believe you're worthy of something, the people around you, you're putting that energy out to the world, and the people around you start to see you as being worthy as well and not a victim anymore.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's empowerment. It's the empowerment, the awareness, and then understanding that they can achieve health on many levels. Like we were just talking about the mental, physical, energetic, emotional, spiritual health that comes with healing yourself. And you talk about the trauma vortex of pain and chaos. And then you also talk about the calm and relaxed healing vortex. Can you speak to a little bit about, is that like a consciousness that we choose, or is that kind of where we want to go from living in chaos and seeing how that is negatively impacting you, and how we can reach, you know, kind of a new home, a new vortex of feeling relaxed, calm, at peace with yourself, empowered?
It is true, but it's a little bit of both. We work on a very conscious level, and then we also tend to work on an unconscious level. So in our practice, we use somatic therapy and we use brain spotting, because what we want to do is not only work with the frontal part of the lobe and the brain, which is the more cognitive part, but we want to also work with the back of the brain, the more reptilian part of the brain, so that mm-hmm. we can calm down the nervous system. So a lot of the work that we do is about really calming the nervous system almost to a place where we can reboot it, so it mm-hmm. goes back, so the clients are out of that fight or flight place, which right. enables them to have that calm vortex. So we kind of, our whole approach is working on a holistic level of really healing everything, mind, body, spirit, and, just making sure that all of that is taken care of.
That's so fantastic. And I love that you, and I know I've been to your center, and I love that you guys have such one-on-one and intense connections with your clients, because I think that rapport building and the fact that they could trust you, and that you are for the first time probably allowing these emotions to come up, is such a safe and wonderful way that they could heal. So I applaud you on that. And what do you think about connection in that way, for them to have a therapeutic connection like that, that really starts that empowerment process?
You know, to me, I believe the therapeutic connection is one of the most important parts of therapy. And,
yeah,
you know, one of the things that we always do with our clients, because our clients tend to see 5 or 6 different therapists a day individually. Mm-hmm. And what we always make sure that we do with our clients is first we do a process where we ground and cleanse them. And in that process, it helps the therapist and the client connect. And then from there, we really work with helping them to feel that they're in a calm place first, because some clients have never felt a safe place. So instead of talking to them about safety, we talk to them about having a really calm place where they feel nurtured and where they feel comfortable. And once mm-hmm. we get them in a calm place, then later on we start working from a safe place, because, you know, for some of these clients that have had horrific trauma, if you say to them, let's try to find a safe place, they can almost look at you like you're crazy, because they have no experience of safety. So they do oftentimes are able to say, you know, when I went and sat under that tree, or when I sat down on the beach, I was able to feel really calm and nurtured. So we work to find that calm, nurtured place first, and then work towards safety. And, you know, usually within the first few sessions, they walk out at the end of the day, if not the first session, saying, we just feel so calm and peaceful, which we're like, okay, we've done our job. This is good. We can get started.
Yeah. Oh, that's so fantastic. And I love what you guys do. It's serenitytraumacenter.com is where they could find you. And do you have a website for yourself?
My website is Dr. Mednick at serenitytraumacenter.com.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much for this really insightful and important conversation on trauma and how to heal. I really appreciate it. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you for joining us today, and stay well.